All right. So I recorded this yesterday, which was like one of 8 recordings I did. But for some reason, this is the only one where it's a full recording, but there's no sound. Yay. But anywho, maybe that was like my practice. I wanted to talk about the layers of lying. And the motive behind why people lie. First of all, let's start here. I hate liars because I feel like if you're not a child, if you're not a teenager, and you're a legal adult, and you can make your decisions, I feel like you should be able to stand by your decisions. So if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s lying, I can't stand that shit. I just don't get it because just be upfront. Face what's next after you benefited from your lie. Because most people, they don't care about the fact that they lied because they benefited from it. The only people who care about a lie is the people who were misled, used, had to do extra work, had to pay more money, had to waste more time because of a lie, right? And so you lose my respect quickly with a lie. And I don't care if it's a small lie or a big lie. Most importantly, I hate small lies because if it's a small lie, it really didn't matter in the first place. It wasn't that big of a deal. But something in you said, I'm going to lie about this stupid shit right here. And if you lie to me about stupid shit, then you'll lie to me about big shit. So yes, little lies irritate me the most, especially if you're a grown adult, because what are you doing that for? Second, there are layers to why people lie that I want society to understand, and there's always a motive with that person. And that's what's on my mind today. Welcome to She Gets It Pod. It is raining. It's been raining since yesterday. This morning I was supposed to go out running. That's not happening. And I'm so glad I didn't cut this lawn this weekend because I would have been pissed if I gave that man all that money. And this grass has grown like, I don't know what. But here we are. So, the first type of liar, motive behind lying I want to talk about is people who lie for access. Okay. First of all, I just feel like it's easier to tell the truth because you don't have to remember what truth you told. When you tell a lie, you got to remember what the lie was so you can keep up the lie. Who got time for that? I don't. Okay? So, people who lie for access, they lie to be in your space. They lie to say that they know you. They lie to keep a connection. They lie to be in your business. They lie to be able to benefit from the spaces that you are allowed to be in, okay, that you probably earned the right to be in, so they don't have to do it for themselves. And thing about them is they just want to be in your business. They just want to be the person to be able to say, oh, I know this. Or, I've seen them do this. Or, I know they have this. And to me, if that person is not helping you, motivating you, adding on to what you're already doing, they're taking away from you. And I promise you, if you would just shut the fuck up around them, if they call you and they ask you, so what's going on, blah, 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 and you don't have a story to tell, I promise you, those calls will stop. I promise you, they'll stop wanting to go out with you because they're not getting any information to feed the streets. And when you don't give people like that information to feed the streets, they get bored with you, they stop calling, and then you start to gain your peace back. You start to realize, oh, this person wasn't here for the right reasons anyway. Oh, I did the right thing by stop talking to them. You know, and when you peep people like that, to me, it's the greatest gift that there is over time. Because you were never calling me genuinely to check on me. You are calling me to get information out of me. You are calling me to just be in a space that I worked hard for. Right? So be mindful of that. Just shut up and these people will eventually fall off. The next type of liar is the liar that plays with your time. This is not men only and this is not women only. This is both, okay? Men and women use people sometimes as dick warmers and pussy charmers, okay? And if you don't have self-confidence, if you don't have self-awareness, if you don't have boundaries built into yourself individually, you will not see what this person is doing. They don't value you in any way, even though you have value. They don't care about what you deserve, even though you probably deserve better. But they're going to seep through the loopholes of you not having boundaries for yourself. For the time being, you're good enough until they find somebody else to play with. Somebody else's time to use. So when you notice someone wasting your time, or when you notice a friendship or a romantic relationship not going in the direction that you needed to go in order to build, in order to add on to your life, you have to cut that off. You have to cut that off. Because liars will stack on more lies. People who don't have anything to do will find something to do with your time. They will find something to gain out your life. They will take everything you're giving. And what's so crazy is most of these people show up empty-handed. And if you continue to allow these people to show up in your life empty-handed, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, they will suck the life out of you. So stop allowing people to play with your time. The next type of liar right here is a liar that makes you feel like you're the crazy one. You're making me feel like I'm making this shit up when I'm actually living through this shit, right? This is my personal experience because you refuse to be honest about what's actually going on. But I'm seeing it. I'm hearing it. I'm feeling it. My gut is telling me it. But for some reason, you always have an excuse that works for me. Why is it that this person's excuses work for you? Again, self-awareness, self-confidence. Do you value yourself? Do you have standards? Because when you have these things in place, people like this cannot get over on you. This is where gaslighters unite, okay? You want to act like what I'm seeing is not there. You want to act like what I'm hearing, I did not hear. You just want to play with someone emotionally. Mentally. And that's what turns them on, is the fact that they tapped in. They can send you a very minimal text that's going to piss you off. You could be getting ready for work in the morning. They know exactly what to say that's going to piss you off. What did you take? But if you want peace, have peace. Because when you have peace around somebody that wants to gaslight you and lie to you, they find that very boring. People who lie to gaslight other people find peace and just no drama very boring. Okay? A lot of men, you know, sometimes have a conversation of, you know, why is it that women don't want a good man that's going to do this, do right by her, respect her, blah, 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 because she's not in her time frame, in her mind, or in her emotions where she will appreciate someone who's willing to give her a life of peace. There are a lot of women out here who crave drama. who crave a man who brings problems to them so they can see how much this person wants them, how much this person likes them, how much this person will fight for them. You don't have to do that. I think a lot of people watch TV and they look at the lives on TV and they look at these actors and these actresses and they think that, okay, this is the measurement of if somebody cares about me. This is the measurement of if somebody loves me. No, you don't have to argue every day to test somebody to see if they care about you. You don't have to fight every day to see if somebody cares about you. You don't have to set somebody up for someone to ask them out on a date or ask them for their number to see how much they're in the relationship. Stop playing these games. Stop playing these games, because there's a lot of great people out here who don't want to be played with, who don't have time, who are mature, and they're looking for somebody else that is equally motivated, equally mature. I don't want to be in a relationship where this person is asking me all the time, have you talked to this person? Have you done this with this person? Where do you know this person from? Has this person, like, if I say no and you keep asking me the same things, then let's talk about why you need for me to answer you about the same thing all the time. Because eventually people get tired of that. If people on the outside of our relationship want to break up our relationship for whatever their reasons are, and the things that they say make you want to break up our relationship, then you really have to think, what is the faith you have in our relationship to make outside opinion or outside thoughts be strong enough to break up our relationship? We have to be realistic about what power we give other people to dictate things for us. If you're going to be out here, you have to be quiet. Because you don't have to be out here. I'm recording you making all this noise. The next liar right here is the one that lies to use your money and lies for shelter, because they do not want to adult 100%. There is so many people, men and women, who go from couch to couch, house to house, apartment to apartment, state to state, sometimes country to country, where their goal is to find someone who's lonely enough, who wants a relationship enough, or the illusion of one, so they can have a bed to sleep in, so they can have somewhere to put their clothes that's in a bag, so they can get a spare toothbrush, so they can eat whatever you bought, so they can shower in the place that you pay rent or you pay your mortgage, and they don't have to pay a water bill. There's so many grown adults who've never had a water bill in their name, a gas bill in their name, an electric bill in their name. They've never paid renter's insurance. They've never paid home insurance. They don't know what it's like to pay car insurance. They don't know what it's like to pay a car note, because they're always looking for somebody to allow them to borrow their car. They don't know if their license is updated. They can never find their important documents because they're never settled. All right? And these people have all these wants, but don't want to do any work. They want to cook in their home. They want somebody that fixes shit in their home. They want a maid in their home. They want an escort in their home. They want a laundry lady. They want somebody for a fun time. Whenever it's convenient. They even want to go on trips, on vacations that they do not deserve, because they don't hold down anything steady. Be careful of people who do not want to stand on their own, who are looking for somebody to come save them. And don't overstay your welcome, and don't allow them to overstay their welcome. Your bag been here for too long. Your toothbrush been here for too long. Your shoes been here for too long. Your car been parked outside of my house for too long. I don't want you getting packages to my house. No. Why do you have to come here for someone to pick you up for a date? Like, you gotta catch on to stuff like that, because people will milk you if you allow them to milk you. Before I get into this other liar or this other motive of lying, most people lie because their truth wouldn't keep you. Their truth wouldn't have enough value to keep your time, right? So they have to create this lie. They have to create this this goal that they feel like they verbally have to tell you in order to be like, okay, if I tell them this, then they'll want to stick around. If I tell them I'm working on this and I'm going to do this by the end of the year, then that will keep them in the relationship with me. But if I tell them that I have no plans, if I tell them that I'm going to just stay here as long as I can stay here and we're just going to go out whenever we can from time to time, and I don't have any, you know, plans to do this with them, and I don't have any plans to make the, you know, relationship different or better, they're not going to stick around. And I need them to stick around because I don't want to do this by myself. I don't want to go through this by myself. I don't want to have a summer where I don't have nobody to do this with or show up with this for. People do that. People do that. And there's people that'll lie to you about what they have going on so you can stick around, so you can see them as, oh, you're self-motivated too. Oh, you know when you need to do X, Y, and Z. I don't have to remind you to do X, Y, and Z. When you say you're going to do X, Y, and Z, I give you the space to show me that you're going to do it. Oh, You still working on it? Oh, okay. I'm always watching people. I'm always listening. I'm always seeing if you're doing what you're saying. And eventually, I'm going to stop believing your words because they don't match any actions. Now, this liar right here bothers me because it ruins people for years. It damages people for years. Even after you and this person stop talking, it makes you very reluctant to want to talk to somebody ever again. The people who lie to fake love people. This is the one that damages people for years. Because why are you fake caring about somebody you really don't care about? Why are you putting on this show of consideration? Why do you have the time to fake something you don't want to do? There is nothing genuine about playing with a person's feelings, time or mental capacity to do for you. And maybe because of what they are getting from you without work, without real effort, that's why they continue. And this is another reason. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Pays Me On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shanbypodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Why you need a boundary. All relationships are about giving and taking, taking and giving on a continuous level. All relationships. But not in a way of it being transactional. When the relationship gets transactional without care, love, empathy, consideration, communication, comprehension, real time spent, real intimate quality of time spent, that's a problem too. That's a problem too. Because you're treating a person like a checkoff list. And superficially, you just come off like you're easy to please. You don't require a person to do any real work. You don't require a person to really put in the time. And so far, it's been good enough. So why would I actually do the work? So far, me telling you what I'm doing works. So why would I actually do it? So if you don't want to be in a relationship with someone who has that mindset of manipulating a situation, let people talk to you, but let people also show you that their words matter. Let people give you insight that what they're actually saying is the truth. But if you continuously see what somebody is saying is not matching what they're doing, you have to call it out or it'll just continue. But this really goes back on your lack of boundaries that you have with yourself, that you don't give people, and people are finding the fact that, oh, they don't care about this, they don't care about that, they gonna let me do this, they're not saying anything about this. Oh, I like it here. Of course you like it here. If I could apply to a job, never show up when they need me, never do the work, but every Friday I get a paycheck, why would I show up? Why would I ever come to do the work? We have to stop giving people the benefits of actually showing up. If they're not showing up, stop giving them the benefits of showing up. If they're not caring for you, stop giving them the benefits of caring for you. If they're not loving you properly, stop giving them the benefits of what it's like to love you properly. Again, you control that. But you have to want to do different to get different. Which bothers me because I'm just like, why wouldn't a person do different so they can get different if they want different? But the crazy thing is, a lot of y'all don't want different. A lot of people like being the victim. A lot of people like having something to complain about. A lot of people like having a reason why they don't. A lot of people like having a reason why they don't try. Because being a flunky is easier than the person who's out here grinding and trying. Being able to do whatever you want, not have any priorities, not have anything in your way because you got to be here for a certain amount of days per week. Being able to buddy up with somebody and hop on a flight and be where they are when you know you didn't earn to be where they are, and turn off your brain and not think about priorities, not think about bills, not think about a job, not think about kids, and just be happy and just get drinks and feed yourself and have a great time. And then eventually you go back to where you came from, where you have no priorities that you're taking care of, and you wait for the next fun thing to do. Eventually you're just going to keep getting older, but you're not going to mature. And people are going to start looking at you like, why are you in your 30s acting like you're 18? Why are you in your 30s and you don't have any real work ethic? Why are you in your 30s and you have 4 kids that you don't know anything about? You don't have any genuine relationship with. You don't take care of them. You don't look out for them, but you know where they are. You know what age they are. You don't know when was the last time you talked to them, but you love them though. But you can post on your Facebook that you love them though. Well, I love my kids. How do you love your kids? Real question. How do you love your kids if you don't show up for your kids? How do you love your kids if you don't know if they ate today? How do you love your kids if you don't know when was the last time they went to the doctor? How do you love your kids if you don't know what their favorite subject is in school, or what is the subject that they're struggling with the most? How do you love their kids if you don't make sure the person that might be taking care of them right now is okay and able to take care of them? How do you love your kids if you don't know what they need on their bodies? How do you love your kids if you don't know what they're struggling with mentally, emotionally? How do you love your kids if you're okay being absent? When people say they love people, I wish people came back with them and be like, how? How do you love them? Because a lot of people will be quiet. A lot of people would be offended that you're asking them how. What do you mean how? How do you love them? The next time somebody says that they love you or I loved it, how? Why? Press it. Press it. Because I think a lot of people like to say what they love but don't know how to show up in it. And it's just easier to say, I love you, but not show up in it if you allow somebody to continue to say it, but not never show up. So just remember, if you're not self-aware, if you don't call a thing, people will stay in those spaces and give you the illusion that everything's cool. And then there's the people that lie to create the look of a life that works. This is a lot of people on TV. This is a lot of people on the internet. You know, you might see a couple that always goes on vacations, but they don't genuinely love each other. The love is fake. You might see people always going out to eat, but they don't like each other. They just want to show you what they ate. Yeah, people that live in.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
A nice house, drive nice cars, but they're mentally struggling and they only live in that nice house and they only have that nice car because they want people to see that, hey, look what I got. But those people are never genuinely happy because they know they're struggling to have the thing to show you that they're good. You might have a nice house, but you can't afford it. It's a month away from a foreclosure. You might have a nice house, but it doesn't feel like people in here love being in here. It doesn't feel like a home. It just feels like a big space with things thrown in it. You might have kids that live here and they have stuff and they have the nice shoes and they have the nice toys, but you don't talk to your kids. You don't have a real bonding relationship with your kids. You don't go out and do fun things with your kids. You don't know how they're doing in school. You don't know any of their teachers. You don't know what they want to do this summer. You don't ask them. You just toss things at them. You yell in the house to make sure they're in the house by a certain time. You lock the door. You put on an alarm. And then the next day you do the same thing. Y'all don't eat together. Y'all don't cook together. Y'all don't watch shows together. If they're in their room, their door is shut. You don't pop in their room, ask them anything. You don't know if it's clean. You don't know what they got in their room. You don't know the last time that they brushed their teeth. You just know there's things in there. They know where it's at. I knew that they were home. Yeah, I spend time with my kids. No. You just being in a home and your kids being in the home, but you don't interact with them. You don't engage with them. That's not spending time with your kids. But on the outside, the neighbors would be like, okay, I know there's an adult that lives in that house. There's a man that lives in that house. And there's two kids in that house that looks like a nice family. But you don't know nothing that's going on in that house. What you see on the outside doesn't always match the inside. You don't know that this woman sleeps in a room by herself. That man sleeps in a couch. Or that man makes plans to go out by himself like he's single. You don't know that the kids stay in the basement with no bed, maybe a mattress. They only feed them once. You don't know what the money is being spent on. You don't know if they're paying their bills. You don't know anything. And that's how you need to treat what you see on the internet. You don't know if these people are really happy. The people that really cringe me out are the people who set up a camera or a phone and then act as though they're showing affection to each other. Let's do this again. Oh, that didn't look right. Let's do this. What? People who set up a camera to cry on camera for sympathy. Why? Do you not have friends? Do you not have family that cares about you? Why are you crying on the internet? Why are you looking for stranger sympathy? Things like that make no sense to me. So a lot of people are lying to create this life so people can stop asking them why they're not doing this, why they don't have this already. A lot of people live their life by this illusion that they're supposed to have this by age 40. They're supposed to have this by age 30. They're supposed to be doing this by age 50. Their kids should be doing this. And if their kids are not doing this, then they're not doing great in life. I don't want to be in a relationship or have kids in my house where there's no connection and there's no chemistry. It's deceptive. And even people who are sticking around in a relationship or in a marriage, quote unquote, for the kids, that's deceptive. I don't want to ever have to show my kids that, yeah, you can be in a relationship. You don't have to care for a person. You don't have to talk to a person. You don't have to show a person affection. And you can still have this. And you can still do that. And you can still have this. And it's fine. Because when they want to grow up and get their own relationships, I don't want them to think that the way that I did it was correct. And that's how they should do it. Because that's usually what's going to happen. Whatever your kid sees, they're going to imitate. Whatever you don't do, your kid is not going to do. Whatever you do, your kids are going to be like, that's okay. That's how I grew up. And a lot of times, the reason why your dad doesn't or your mom doesn't is because her mom didn't. Or their dad didn't. And sometimes, if somebody grew up in a messed up way, they raise their kids and they do something better. but not all the time. Sometimes they repeat what was done to them. So standards and boundaries are personal. So don't play with people and don't play with your time. If you lack standards and boundaries, I suggest you get some before you get a relationship. I suggest you get some before you start calling people your friends. Because we all know when things are phony. If you catch yourself talking to yourself or feeling like somebody had the audacity, 9 times out of 10, yes, they did. If you start to feel like somebody's playing with you or lying about something, 9 times out of 10, they are. It's up to you to do something about that. It's up to you to fix that. It's up to you to create those limits. Because people are going to lie to have the illusion of the life that they live or they want. People lie to keep people around all the time. There's so many people who are working a job right now that they know they lied on their resume to get. There's so many people clueless about what they're supposed to be doing at work, and they've been there for the last 2 years, 3 years. There's a lot of jobs that people get hired to do that actually know what they need to do. And then you figure out that, oh, they hired me because I knew what I was talking about. But 75% of these people in here don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. So now the work that's supposed to be just for me, I'm doing 15 people work because nobody else is doing it right. So when I send emails, it comes off like I'm bothering people because I'm asking you to do your job correctly. You know how many jobs there are like that? You know how many good people quit jobs because going into a job and having to think for 5 or 10 people and do work for 5 or 10 people when I'm only getting one salary is exhausting? You know how many people send the same emails to the person to fix the same shit because they don't want to do their job correctly? You know how many people cannot do basic math who handle your bills, your important bills, who touch your money? Who can click the wrong thing and completely delete something that's super important? You know how many people work corporate jobs and can't read? So the phoniness is in everything. The phoniness is in the relationships you have, in the relatives that you grew up with. The phoniness is, you know, these teachers giving you the illusion like they care about these students that they see every day. The phoniness is in the people that manage and serve you food in the places that you shop at. The phoniness is in the companies that guarantee your job. There's liars in everything. But you have to have the mindset and the self-awareness to peep when shit is not adding up, when the math is not mathing. And a lot of people like to make people feel like, oh, you're mean or you're the asshole for calling somebody out in front of everybody. No, so liars need to be called out wherever they're at. I don't care if you're heading the meeting. I want to talk to you about what's not making sense right now. I want you to explain this in front of everybody. Because when you told your lie, you told it in front of everybody. Some people got a wedding today and they know they've been lying in their relationship for the last 3 years. And what's so crazy is the person that they're getting married to knows shit is not adding up. But I paid for all this stuff. We spent so much time. I might as well just do it. So that's why I'm just like, if you want to be married, get married because you want the marriage more so than you want the wedding and the things. If you want to be a doctor because you want to take care of people and you want to make sure people are healthy more so than you want the money. Because doctors spend all this time going to school, all this time being interns, all this time working and not having a schedule for yourself. And once you get to the age where you can retire, you haven't spent enough time with your kids. But they went to the best schools. They had what they needed. And then you spend your time trying to balance your schedule, seeing your grown kids, trying to create a relationship with your grown kids. And then when you retire, hopefully you're in good health to actually enjoy your retirement. Hopefully your marriage would stand those years where you couldn't be around because you were always at work. So every job, no matter if it's high paying, has its pros and cons. There's a lot of people married to people who do not want to procreate with them. There's a lot of people who create children just to say, I have a kid. But they really don't want kids. They really didn't want to spend time with their kids. They really didn't want to have kids with this person. They just wanted to be able like to say, I did. A lot of people buy a home, have a mortgage, but they never wanted to buy a home and had a mortgage. They just don't want someone to look at their life and be like, you don't even have a house. Imagine spending thousands of dollars on something you really don't want. You just don't want people to look at your life and be like, you don't have it. Imagine being with somebody you really don't like. And you really don't care for, but you don't want people to look at you and be like, that's why you're single. Stop doing things for other people. Stop lying to yourself about the things that you don't want. Stop saying yes to doing things that you don't want to do. I don't like girls' trips. So going on a girls' trip does not sound like a fun time to me. It's too many different personalities. I don't like going places and somebody having a whole itinerary like I got to check into work. How about we just wake up when we wake up, do whatever we want to do, relax. If we're in the mood by 1 o'clock to do something else, we'll do something else at 1 o'clock. But why we got to plan to be somewhere at 1 o'clock on vacation? You know what I'm saying? Like, even forcing people to talk to you, like, I don't want to force anybody to talk to me. I don't want to force anybody to be my friend. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. If you want to say hi to me, say hi to me. But I don't want to feel like I got to force a person to say hi to me. Or if somebody didn't say hi to me, I have an attitude about it. I don't care if you say hi to me or not. I don't care if the world loves me or not. I'm okay with some people loving me and liking me, and that's good enough. I don't need everybody to like me. I don't need everybody to agree with me. There's some people on this planet that needs everybody to agree with them, that needs everybody to like them. And I don't care who doesn't like me. Because majority of the time, if you don't like me, I don't like you either. We have that in common. I don't care about people liking what I like. I don't care about people agreeing with what I do. Just stop lying and just live the life you actually want. to live. Do the things you actually want to do. Be the places where you actually want to be. Say what you actually want to say. If you have a problem, don't hold it and then have this off attitude or have this disdain for something or someone and then bring it up after the person thinks, oh, you were enjoying that trip or you were enjoying that week or you were enjoying that event. And then you tell them too easily, I actually hated that event. I hated this. I hated that. What? So then that person is just like, damn. So when you act like this next time, I'm not even going to know if it's genuine or not. If you do this next time, I'm not even going to know if you're having a good time or not. Because when you did this last time, I thought you were having a good time. Come to find out, you hated it. If I don't like something, I'm going to tell you I don't like it. If I don't want to go somewhere, I'm going to tell you I don't want to go. But if you want to go, I'm not going to be bothered if you want to go. I'm just not going. I see you when you get back. Let me know you when you get back. And I'm not the person who's going to ask you about somebody that I don't care to know about. I'm not going to ask you about somebody I don't like. So how's such and such? So how is this? If I genuinely don't care, I'm not going to ask you about it. I'm not the person that's going to ask everybody in the office, how was your weekend? If I do not care how your weekend was, I'm not going to ask you about your weekend. I'm not the type of person that's going to ask a person how they're doing if I don't care about how they're doing. Some people say, oh, it's just a polite thing to say. If I genuinely don't care, I'm not going to ask. When people ask me how I'm doing, I give them the real answer. I gotta work today. I guarantee you, somebody's gonna be like, how are you? I'm like, I'm gonna say, I'm here. Because I don't wanna be here, but I'm here. So I'm checking it off the list. I'm not gonna say I'm doing great because I'm not doing great. I'm grateful, but I'm not doing great. I don't wanna work today. It's raining. I would rather be in my bed watching short movies on YouTube or editing, but I gotta work and I gotta pay these bills. I need honest people around me. I need people who are direct around me because I like to be direct about things. When I learned that someone is holding back something true that they're not telling me, and I gotta find out later, it makes me think that I don't know you for real. Or when I feel like I'm understanding you, I'm back to square one. I don't understand it.
But She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again. That returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you, and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better.
Sometimes a person's personality is so different from yours that you have to stop comparing your personality or the way that you would do something to the way that they do something. And if you get to a point where you're just like, you know what? I need somebody who's going to tell me directly how they're feeling when they're feeling it. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to do this. But you got to be able to be direct and honest at the time about how you're feeling. If I pick a place to eat and you don't want to eat there, but you don't tell me you don't want to eat there, and you go there and you force yourself to eat something you don't want, and then you tell me later, I hated this, that's going to bother me. Because we could have got up and left. We could have got up and left. And some people see it as, oh, I was being considerate of the fact that you wanted to be there. But I don't feel good when I'm with somebody who I also want to have a good time and they're not having a good time, but they're acting like they're having a good time. That's not going to make me feel good. If you don't want to do something, don't tell me yes. If you don't want to go somewhere, don't tell me yes. If you don't want to eat something, don't tell me yes. If you don't want to be around a person, don't put on a show like you're cool being around this person that you hate being around. Just be honest. Learn to be honest. Don't fake love people. Don't create a life for other people. Don't lie to be in other people's presence and have access. Oh, they could get me free tickets, so I'm going to stay cool with them. What? I don't want to hold on to people because of what they can get me, but there's people out here that hold on to people because of what they could do for them. And then that person eventually, when they find out, oh, you are only here because of what I can do for you, they're scared to have other relationships with other people who are probably genuine with them. But I hope everybody gains a certain level of self-awareness. I hope everybody learns how to protect themselves and just maneuver through this life in the best way you can. Learn what you need to learn from people. And if people's seasons are done with you, let the season be done. Don't backtrack. Don't backtrack. There's nothing for you back there. But if you're over like 20 and you're lying, you're wasting your time. You're ruining people. You're being selfish. You know what I'm saying? I'm very honest. Like, I haven't liked a job that I've had since 2012. It's 2025. So when people ask me, do you like a job? No. But I have the ability to do my job how it needs to be done. And that's what keeps me employed. I don't like my job. I don't care about the industry that I work in. But I don't do things to ruin people who have businesses with my job. I just do my job and I clock out. And I don't think about my job when I'm not working. I don't think about my work emails when I'm not working. I can hear the attitudes and the aggravation and the miserableness of people that I talk to at work. And I'm just like, you know what? This is what I can do. And when they get nasty with me, I get them to the next person because you're not worth my time. I'm good to people who are good to me. I'm nice to people who are nice to me. You want to be an ass? I'm going to show it to you. You want to act crazy? I'm going to hang up. I'm going to disengage. Oh, you're spiraling? Call me back when you calm down. Like, I don't have time to argue with people. I don't have time to answer 21 questions because you don't know how to deal with this or you're struggling with this. Like, I said what I said. I was where I was. This is my answer. Do what you need to do. Just be honest. Be honest and know that you're of value enough that if this person sees that you're worth staying around, they'll stay around. If this person thinks you're not worth it, stop fighting for a person to see your worth. Go where it's seen. Be around people who make you happy, who bring you peace, who add on to your joy. And learn to have genuine respect and consideration for other people. I don't want anybody to stay in my life that I feel like I have to lie to for them to stay. And I wish more people were like that, but unfortunately, they're not. So yeah, there's layers to liars. There's reasons behind why people lie. And most people lie because their truth is not good enough to keep you. Their truth is not good enough to keep them telling the truth. So they create this lie because it's easier than having to live in their truth. I know. Hopefully I got through to somebody. Hopefully this shit recorded and you can hear me, because if it didn't, y'all just not gonna get this episode. Bye, I gotta go clock in.